The security agencies have taken over the matter involving Bliss GVS Pharma and Tobinco Pharmaceuticals over the importation of fake anti-malaria medicines into the country. The move is to ensure that companies that indulge in the illegal practice are prosecuted. The Public Relations Officer of Food and Drugs Authority, James Latty, who dropped the hint in an interview with Radio Ghana, outlines steps being taken by the authority to prevent illegal importation of drugs into the country.
A couple of steps have been taken. Currently, we have blacklisted the Indian company from bringing any product onto the Ghanaian market. So that Indian company, Bliss GVS Pharma, can no more bring medicines into Ghana until further notice. Aside that, the issue has been taken up by the BNI investigating. So when it comes to prosecution aspect, we have left with them to handle that.
But usually we hear incidents like this, and that is the end of the story. What is the FDA doing to ensure that the company is prosecuted?
Well, we trust our security agencies very much. And to us, so far as they have picked up the issue, we will not deal to the core. We know they will definitely handle it. Like you indicated, malaria is an issue that is being dealt with. And to us, the BNI will not leave this case to hang. We know they will definitely deal with the issue.
We are told that Bliss GVS Pharma had also manufactured and distributed onto the Ghanaian market many medicinal products which had not been evaluated and duly registered as required by law. Would we say that you've been sleeping all this while because you are aware that this is what the company has been doing over the years?
Like we have indicated in press releases that we've issued recently concerning Tobinco and Bliss GVS, we have registered only 7 medicines concerning products that Tobinco imports into this country. And then it was during a post-market activity that we realized that there are about 108 medicines on the market, out of which only 7 have been registered.
Which means you've not been doing your work.
No, there are times that people bring products into this country and they conceal the unregistered ones within the registered ones. With the investigation that PNI is doing, they are checking how the products got onto the market. So all this is to come up for us to know.
This means that many of these institutions are really not working.
We are working.
That was an earlier interview I had with the Public Relations Officer of the FDA, James Latty.